Now to the windup. 12 on the pitch clock, the 2-2 from Carter. That one misses up and in the left-handed hitting. Boston, it's full. Trotter's reached both times today. A base hit with one out back in the first. Most recently walked on four pitches against the starter for the Bucks tonight, Braden Gluth, in the third. 3-2. That one misses inside for ball four. Three plate appearances, three times around the base path so far for Trotter Boston, or at least getting on them. It's another walk for the Raptor shortstop. It'll be the three hitter, the DH, Jack Mathey, out of Ohio Dominican University, to step in now. Three plate appearances for Mathey. He's 0 for 1. This will be his third. First pitch to Mathey, fouled back. Now 0-1 on Mathey after fouling that one away.
Attention to the children beyond the center field. We will be sending authorities out there to stop.
5-1 the score.
Attention, children beyond the center field wall. We will be sending law enforcement to stop the fighting.
A public service announcement here at Winter Field prior to the 0-1 on Mathey. Pickoff move to check in on Boston. Out of the stretch now, pitch to Mathey, fouling this one away beyond the first base grandstands. Mathey, also just like Boston, walked on four pitches back in the third, came in to score on that Max McGuire grand slam. Another peek over at first for the right-hander Carter. Here's his 0-2. Mathey once again fouling this one away down the right field line. That'll get out near the bounce houses. Down the first base slash right field line here at Winter Field. Count remains nothing at 2 on the Raptors' designated hitter. 4-run lead for the Raptors in home game number 2 of the season. The 0-2 again from Carter. Runner takes off. This one hit on the ground right side. Trying to catch the second baseman. Morrison flat-footed going to cover the bag. He recovers just in time to retire Mathey. Be a 4-3 putout for Mathey for the second time this evening. Moving to second on the ground out is Boston. Bring up the cleanup hitter, Nomar Basurto. Looking across the Northwoods League, some earlier finals, another day game in Kalamazoo. The Rockford Rivets getting their first win of the season, 5-2 over the Growlers. Kenosha started on the road against Royal Oak. Royal Oak's first couple of games as a Northwoods League franchise, losing both to the Kingfish. First pitch to Basurto, misses low for ball one. Kenosha getting another lead late, 4-2 over the Battle Creek Battle Jacks in the bottom of the ninth. A high-scoring tie game. Royal Oak hosting their third straight game of the season. Lakeshore Chinook's in town. 1-0 to Basurto, swung on and missed. At Memorial Park, it's a 9-9 ball game in the bottom of the seventh. The Chinooks, 9 runs off just 4 hits. 7 combined errors in that game. Royal Oak committing 5, 2 on the Lakeshore side. The 1-1. That one just misses inside on the left-handed, hitting Basurto for ball 2. In Green Bay, it's a 1-1 ball game. Bottom 5, Madison making the trip to take on the Rockers. Boston a couple steps off second. The shortstop Mills shadowing him on this 2-1 delivery to Basurto. Long pause with 9 on the pitch clock. Carter, a dung look over at Boston as the 2-1 is fouled back. Bottom 5 in lacrosse, the Loggers lead the Thunder Bay Border Cats 2-0. Bismarck at home against the Duluth Huskies. Duluth looking for their first win of the season. They lead it 5-0 in the bottom of the fifth. The Minot Hot Tots against the St. Cloud Rocks. The Hot Tots lead it 3-2 in the top of the fifth inning at Corbett Field. Another 2-2 coming from Carter to Basurto. Swing and a miss. Basurto down on strikes for the second out of this fifth inning. Boston remains on second base for the right fielder, Tyler McClanahan. Wrapping out the look around the Northwoods League, the Rochester Honkers also looking for their first win of the season. They trail 4-3 to the Eau Claire Express in the bottom of the fifth inning at home at Mayo Field. Kokomo led 7-0 at home against Lakeshore yesterday. They drop that ball game to the Chinooks 15-10. First pitch breaking ball to McClanahan is called a strike. They trail on the road out in Michigan against Traverse City 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh. And lastly, the Badlands Big Sticks making the trip to Willmar. They lead the Stingers 1-0 in the top of the fifth inning from Bill Talton Stadium. The 0-1 to McClanahan. This is down in the dirt, inside, a good block by the catcher Mazok to keep it in front of him. Count evens 1-1. We're seeing the sun start to fade. You can see the Wisconsin Rapids water tower far, far in the distance, just over all the trees beyond the left center field wall. Getting all these 6:35 games in on the final week of May and the first week of this season. The 1-1, a breaking ball, chasing in the dirt is McClanahan to make it a 1-2 count. McClanahan's 0-for-2 today, led off the second, grounding out three unassisted over the first baseman, Heisen. Most recently went down swinging in that five-run bottom of the third inning. McGuire on deck, Brandt to follow, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back punch-outs from the right-hander Carter of Basurto and McClanahan to retire the side. No runs put up here. In the bottom of the fifth, we're through five at Winter Field. It's 5-1 Raptors. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Nick Perry back out on the hill for another inning of work. The Raptors lead it by 4 here at Winter Field. Andy Ockham here on WFHR. You can listen to all 72 games on this very station, whether on your Civic Media app or on your radio dial at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. First pitch to the catcher, Zachary Mazok. Hit up the middle, Trotter Boston to his left. Very nice looking play there from the Tabor College product. It'll go down 6-3, one pitch, one out for the right-hander Perry here in the top of the sixth. Perry threw 23 pitches in that top half of the fifth, allowing a run on two hits. Didn't walk a buck hitter, did hit one though, and did not record a strikeout. It's the cleanup hitter Luke Finn now. Finn's 0-for-2 today, a flyout to the center fielder Vandenhoevel in the second. A ground out over to Boston in the fourth, his most recent at-bat. First pitch called a strike on Perry, getting ahead on the cleanup hitter in the buck order. On deck, it's Heisen, the right fielder Snyder to follow. The 0-2 fouled away. Right back to the netting in front of the home plate club. Perry's ahead, nothing in two. The attendance as listed at Winter Field this evening, 287 in the second home game of 2024. The 0-2 just missing upstairs. Good looking 0-2 competitive pitch there from Perry, but the count moves to a ball and two strikes. Seen a lot of first appearances out of the pen as a Raptor. We've seen some last night, and we're looking for more here this evening. Plenty of pitchers on the roster haven't gotten work yet. It's the 1-2. Golfed into the air, right center field, giving chase. Out in front of the wall is McClanahan. That's going to hit the fence. Rounding first and sliding feet first into second base is Luke Finn with a one-out double, another extra base hit for the Bucks coming here in the sixth inning. McClanahan and Vandenhoevel heading out near the right center gap, hitting near the Budweiser sign, and it'll touch down. It's the left-handed hitting first baseman Marcus Heisen, now a couple of strikeouts for him thus far, coming in inning two and inning four. Both against the left-hander Nick Paulson, who looked stellar in his first start of the season for the Rafters. Perry's first pitch, missing outside for a ball. Once again, Paulson throwing four innings, allowing just three hits, no runs, no walks either. That's the big thing to star in your scorebooks back home. Rafter pitching, walking 21 hitters through their first two games. Only put one hitter on via a hit-by-pitch from Perry an inning ago, the 1-0. This is out to Heisen for ball two. Six strikeouts for Paulson, four coming in the first two innings of his four-inning start this evening. Braden Gluth got the ball for Waterloo. The Creighton product going two and a third innings, allowing two hits, four earned runs, walking four, and punching out one. The 2-0 to the Bucks five hitter. That one's there on the outside corner for a called strike. The Wyatt Land, University of Georgia, right-hander throwing down the right field line for Waterloo. A 2-0 to Heisen, cut on and missed. Perry's worked back to even the count here at 2-2. Snyder on deck, Bennis to follow. 6-7-8, all right-handed bats due up in the bottom half of the sixth for the Rafters. McGuire, Brandt, and Stripling. Perry looks in with five on the pitch clock to Stripling, the 2-2. This one hit in the air right center field. That's going to touch down for a hit. Getting waved around from third is Finn. He's in to score. A wide turnaround first from Heisen, but he'll retreat back. It's an RBI single for Marcus Heisen. It's now 5-2 Rafters with one out here in the top of the sixth. You can hear out on the PA. WFHR getting a shout-out here at Witter Field. You can hear us all season long, whether on your radio dial, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on the Civic Media app, locally grown radio here at WFHR for Rafters baseball. First pitch to the right fielder, Snyder misses down and out for a ball. Snyder's 0-for-2 today, struck out looking against Nick Paulson to end the second. Also ended the fourth with a flyout to the right fielder, Tyler McClanahan. Couple steps off first is Heisen being held on by McGuire, the 1-0. This one inside, nearly handcuffing. Snyder not going around, though, getting the bat off his shoulder to make it a 2-0 count. Right now, McGuire's grand slam, massive for the Rafters. That five spot coming in the third as the 2-0 misses low for ball three. Perry a pitch away from getting the Rafters back into the dugout, as we like to say up here in the booth. Ground ball in the infield, they could turn a quick two and bring up those 6-7-8 hitters in the bottom half of this inning. Perry set the 3-0 pitch. That misses low and outside, getting by the catcher Stripling and rolling all the way up the netting in front of the home plate club. Dead ball. Everyone will advance 90 feet. Heisen to second. Snyder will take his four-pitch walk. The first base on balls issued by Rafter pitching this evening. Bring up Adam Bennis with two on, and now Mike Spears, the pitching coach for the Rafters, will make his way out of the dugout. Hasn't made a motion to the bullpen yet, so this could just be a conference between him, the catcher Stripling, and the right-hander Nick Perry. Once again, Cobblestone Hotel and Suites for those Rafter fans listening from out of state or anywhere in the country. If you want to come to historic Witter Field, you should this year. The environment is going to be incredible all summer long. Make sure to book your stay at Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. They offer a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, not to mention free home-style breakfast, as well as some high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions, so if you're making that cross-country road trip, you don't got to worry about someone watching your dog or your cat or whatever pet you have in your house that you absolutely love. You can bring them along with you. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Here's Adam Bennis, the seven-hole hitter, and an infield single and later came in to score in the fifth. First pitch to him. Fouled back right off the front of the press box here at Winter Field. Count begins 0-1. We had one foul ball get back into the press box in the first inning. Bottom half, that was, from Nomar Basurto. One with one out. A couple of base runners aboard. Swing and a miss on that delivery from Perry to Bennis to make it 0-2. It's Heisen on second and Snyder on first. Morrison's on deck. The shortstop, Cooper Mills, to follow. And after Mills, we get back to the top of the Waterloo order for the fourth time today. Perry set with his decision. Well ahead here. Let's see what he does 0-2. He went fastball and he got him swinging. Bennis down on strikes, the second out of the frame. Still two aboard and a 5-2 Rafter lead. Here's Evan Morrison, the McPherson college student athlete. Couple of base knocks on the infield. An infield single most recently in the fifth. Bunted his way aboard in the third. First pitch to him's in there for a called strike from Nick Perry. It appears to be number 11 for the Raptors. That's Sam Arnold from NIU, warming up in the left field bullpen. The 0-1. Runners stay put. This one misses low and in. It kicks off the glove of Stripling. Just behind the home plate umpire, Frankie Gonzalez. Both runners advance. Heisen to third, Snyder to second. So two ducks on the pond here for Morrison with two down. Runners will go on contact, so if anything gets into the outfield and touches down, Waterloo could cut this to just a one-run ball game. The 1-1. Morrison loops this one in the air to left field. That's going to be down for a base hit. One runs in to score, getting the wave around. Bobbling it in left is Basurto. The throw is cut off to the plate. Brandt fires to second and tagged out, trying to advance to second is Morrison. It is applauded by Onati. Both runs come in to score on that two-run single from Morrison. Waterloo sacrifices him out on the base paths, but is now just a one-run game here at Winter Field. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Do up for Wisconsin Rapids. It's Max McGuire, it's Matt Brandt, and it's Bryson Stripling. You're listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's a call to the bullpen for the Waterloo Bucks in the bottom half of the sixth inning from Winter Field. Andy Ockham on WFHR, your radio home for the Rafters all season long. Evan Morrison of Waterloo hit a base hit into left with second and third to end the previous inning. After getting tagged out trying to go from first to second, one run came in to score on that base knock. But we were unsure whether the second run came across to score. It wasn't originally put up on our right center field scoreboard. We believe it is now 5-4. We'll get that confirmation as it is made available to us. But new pitcher into the ballgame, it's Wyatt Lamb, the right-hander from the University of Georgia. First pitch to Max McGuire. Misses upstairs for a ball. Land, a 6'3 freshman from Bishop, Georgia. An SEC student-athlete getting some action here in the Northwoods League this season. 1-0 to McGuire, swinging and a miss. McGuire's second trip to the plate as a Rafter was quite the big one. Loudest swing of the bat this season for Wisconsin Rapids. Their first home run, a two-out grand slam deposited by the right-handed hitting first baseman over the left center field wall. Back in that five-run bottom of the third inning. It is now 5-4, so two runs came in to score on that Morrison base hit to end the inning as a 1-1 breaking ball. Working inside and netting the call there is Land to make it 1-2. So now Snyder is in. It is a three-run top half of the sixth inning for Waterloo. The 1-2 to McGuire. Foul tipped and back off the netting. So it was Heisen and Snyder to touch home plate and trying to take second behind the cutoff throw was Morrison. Brandt, the third baseman of the Raptors, fired it over to the second base bag where Mason Onati was able to apply the tag. No slide needed from Morrison. He knew he was as good as out in front of the bag. The 1-2 from Land once again to McGuire misses high for ball two. Looking at the University of Georgia pitching staff this past year and for Wyatt Land. College teammates with the projected number one pick in the MLB draft, Charlie Condon. 1-2 to McGuire, hits this one well into the air to center field. Diving, Edwards is unable to get it, and it gets over his glove. That's going to roll all the way out in front of the warning track. McGuire hit the bag at second. He's getting the wave to third. The cutoff throw into Mills to third base is not in time. Feet first safely as Max McGuire looks to be a leadoff triple for the first baseman here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. That one was blistered off the bat of the University of San Diego infielder, and he's just 90 feet away for Matt Brandt. Brandt out of the seventh spot today's 0 for 2 up to this point. Land, 2 2/3 innings at Georgia this past season and 3 total relief appearances. The first pitch to Brandt. This one fouled away from the right-handed hitting third baseman. Land a 6.75 ERA, a 2.25 whip in those 2 2/3 innings. Opponents, though, just hitting 200 against the right-hander. Brandt flew out to the left fielder Finn back in the second, most recently struck out swinging to end that huge five-run third inning. Long pause, infield in for Waterloo, the 0-1. Brandt having to back out of the way of that fastball. On deck is Stripling Onati to follow. We're in the bottom third of this Rafter order. For Waterloo, 9-1-2 when we get to the top of the seventh. Game flying right along here at Winterfield this evening. 1-1 to Brandt, swing and a miss down in the dirt. Chasing on that one. Mazok able to keep it in front of him. It's now 1-2 on the Rafter third baseman. Saw Nick Perry complete his second inning of work out of the Rafter bullpen. See if he gets another, if his day is done. 43 pitches so far for the right-hander, allowing 5 hits and 4 runs. Walking one and striking out one as the 1-2 misses low and inside. Brandt's even up the count here at 2-2. Goes from Gluth to Carter to now Land. A trio of right-handers out for the Bucs thus far. 2-2 from Land. Brandt pops this one up. Sky high, directly behind home plate, trying to battle. Is there enough room for the catcher, Mazok? No, but it slips through the netting of the home plate club. So a fan gets a lucky foul ball to bring home for their experience here at tonight's game. Brandt fighting hard, a quality at-bat put together for him, driving up the pitch count of the recently entered in Wyatt Land. Carter finishes with 2 2/3 innings as the first man out the chute today for Waterloo. 47 pitches, 2 hits allowed, 1 run. It was earned. Walked 1 and struck out 4. Did a nice job on mop-up duty for Gluth. The 2-2. Grounded foul down the third baseline. We'll get another 2-2 delivery in this battle between Land and Brandt. Two more home games this week at Winterfield before the team goes on the road for 5 games in 6 days. Waterloo again tomorrow night at 6:35 to wrap out this two-game series. Land a long pause, Hannett's at the belt, the next 2-2, swing and a miss. Brandt down on strikes, first out here in the sixth. The finale of this four-game homestand of four straight 6:35 first pitches at Witterfield will be the first battle between the Rafters and the Wausau Woodchucks Friday night, and then the Rafters will head to Wausau on Saturday for a 6:05 first pitch. Following that on the 1st of June, June 2nd and 3rd, Sunday to Monday, a day game at Lakeshore, home of the Concordia University of Wisconsin Falcons, also for the Lakeshore Chinooks. First pitch to Bryson Stripling is swung right through for strike one. After a 1:05 first pitch on Sunday, the team will stay overnight and play an evening game on Monday against the Chinooks before getting their first of very few off days this year on Tuesday, June 4th. The 0-1 from Landa Stripling. That one misses out for ball one. Road play resumes on June 5th with back-to-back games visiting the Madison Mallards. And the team is back at home for a handful of contests. 1-1. Stripling pops this one up in the air. Shallow right field, converging out on it. That's going to fall in no man's land between Snyder, Morrison, and Heisen. It is a duck snort single for Bryson Stripling. Any way possible, touching home is McGuire. It is now 6-4, Rafters. Good battle from the Rafter catcher, a one-out RBI knock. The sixth run of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. Third at-bat here for the left-handed hitting second baseman out of Tulane and Powell, Ohio, Mason Onati. Onati struck out looking to lead off the third, grounded out to the pitcher back in the fourth. First pitch. This is upstairs for a ball. Back looking around the Northwoods League this evening. Trying to see if we have any more finals. Kenosha held on at Battle Creek. They start the year 3-0, taking down the Battle Jacks by a final of 4-2. The 1-0 to Onati, swing and a miss. Count evens 1-1 with one out in a 6-4 ball game at Witter Field. Five runs in the bottom half of the third. Max McGuire's second trip to the plate as a Rafter swat one over the left center field fence to cap off that inning. Thanks to a handful of walks distributed by Waterloo pitching as the 1-1 chasing upstairs on that fastball is Onati, unable to connect, it's 1-2. Madison adds three at Green Bay. Mallards lead the Rockers 4-1. 9-9, bottom nine at Royal Oak. Lakeshore Chinooks looking to win their third straight ball game in remain undefeated this year. 1-2, that one misses low and out. Kicks away from the catcher. Mazak and Stripling will trot down to second in the process. A runner out on scoring position. Ground ball in the infield. That double play is now taken out of the picture. Onati has a chance to bring home the Rafter catcher on a base hit to the outfield. 2-2, bottom six in lacrosse. The Loggers knotted up with the Thunder Bay Border Cats. The Border Cats 2-0, the Loggers 1-1, entering this evening's action. Duluth leading Bismarck, still looking for their first win of the year. The Huskies lead the Larks 5-4 in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-2 from the Georgia Bulldog, Wyatt Land, misses high and outside. Onati's worked a full count. Minot's added another run at home against St. Cloud. The Tots lead the Rocks 4-2. Score remains 4-3 in Rochester between the Eau Claire Express and the Honkers. Same thing to be said in Traverse City. As the 3-2 bounces off home plate, it is ball four on Onati. He'll take his bag and move into third is Stripling. Another base on balls issued. They're on the corners with one out, and we're back to the top of the order for a fourth time with the center fielder, Miles Vandenhoevel. Vandenhoevel so far today, a pop out to the shortstop Mills in the first, walked on five pitches and came in to score back in the third. Most recently flew out to the right fielder, Snyder, to retire the side in the fourth. Six-pitch walk there for Onati, his first time on the base path so far this evening. Boston on deck, Matthew to follow with an opportunity to add even more. First pitch, a fastball on the outside corner. It's called a strike. As mentioned, between Kokomo and Traverse City, that score has remained the same at Turtle Creek Stadium, the home of the Traverse City Pit Spitters, 2-1 over the Jackrabbits in the bottom of the eighth inning. Long pause from Land, the 0-1. Miles Vandenhoevel fouls that one just above our press box here. We've had one in and a couple of close calls so far this evening. And lastly, a couple of 2-0 teams at Bill Taunton Stadium, the home of the Wilmer Stingers. It's 1-0 Badlands, the Big Sticks on the road. Wilmer is hitless so far at home in that bottom half of the sixth. The 0-2, prior to it at least, a pickoff move to check in on Onati at first. Still just one out in this bottom of the sixth inning. Four runs on eight hits and no errors for the Bucks, and for your Raptors, six runs on five hits and no errors. Squeaky clean defense from both teams so far in each team's third game of the season. The 0-2. This one hit on the ground, left side. In the hole, that'll get past the glove of Mills and into left field. Stripling's in to score. Heading to second is Onati. It's an RBI single for Miles Vandenhoevel. He's aboard for the second time today and driving in another run here at Witter Field. Here is Trotter Boston now. Boston's been on the base paths all three times he has stepped into the batter's box so far tonight. A single with one out back in the first. He walked on four pitches and touched home plate on Max McGuire's grand slam in the third. Most recently led off the fifth with a six-pitch walk. First pitch to him misses out in the right-handed batter's box. Arm side action there from Wyatt Land. It's 1-0. No action down the right field line in the bullpen of the Bucks. This is Land's inning to work through. The 1-0. This one misses low and inside for ball two. A three-run lead for the Raptors after a three-spot in the top half of this sixth inning. Raptors have gotten two back so far in the bottom of the frame as the 2-0 misses outside. Boston way ahead now. Could be potentially given the red light here on this 3-0 delivery from Wyatt Land. Vandenhoevel on first. Onati on second. Some speed on the base paths as the 3-0 on the outside corner to Boston is called a strike by the home plate umpire Frankie Gonzalez. Matthew on deck, the left-handed hitting left fielder and cleanup hitter in the order tonight, Nomar Pacerto after him. The 3-1 delivery. Boston pops this one up, losing the mask and losing it in the lights is Mazok. It'll fall foul just a handful of feet away from home plate and in the line of play, but in foul territory. It'll be 3-2 now on the Raptors shortstop Trotter Boston. It'll be a 3-2 pitch here to the Raptor, two-hole hitter. Boston looking to get on the base paths for the fourth time today. The 3-2, swing and a miss. Got him to climb the ladder there, battling back from 3-0 is Land for the second out of the inning. We'll bring up Jack Matthew for the fourth time tonight. Matthew's 0 for 2 in three plate appearances. A couple of 4-3 putouts coming in the first and fifth inning. Sandwiched in between that, a four-pitch walk that he drew back in the third. A first-pitch breaking ball from Land misses inside on the right-handed hitting Matthew for ball one. A couple of lefties waiting after Matthew. Raptors hoping to add more runs with two outs like they've done so well to begin their season. The 1-0. Matthew foul tip into the glove of Mazok to even up the count at 1-1. Low 90s on that fastball. 91 reads the right center field scoreboard from Land. Nobody holding on the runners, the 1-1. That one misses inside on Matthew as well for ball two. Talk about our yard card that we've implemented here. I've been at a numerous stops, whether as a player at the collegiate level, high school level, and even did it where I was broadcasting last summer as the 2-1 misses outside on Matthew. Talked about it earlier in the broadcast. We'll bring it up again. Basically, it's a game we're going to play up here in the press box at Witter Field for all home games this year. Tweet us at Raptors Baseball or at Andy Yakum on Twitter/X for your yard card selections as well if you want to get in on the action. As the 3-1 is popped in the air foul directly behind home plate and off the netting, protecting the home plate club, so it is now full on Matthew. Nobody punched their card yesterday with no Rafter home runs, but the first home run of the season, not only at Witter Field, but for the Rafters, was hit by McGuire. Abby Look, our graphic designer and scoreboard operator, video board operator, I should say, collected our first victory of the season as the 3-2 broken bat grounded on the right side, glove by the first baseman Heisen, over to cover the bag is Land. It's in time. A 3-1 put out of Matthew to retire the side in the sixth, but the Rafters get two back to make it a 7-4 ball game. We head to the seventh. Here at Witter Field, another pitching change will be the right-hander Sam Arnold to enter for Wisconsin Rapids. You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher in the ballgame for the Rafters in the top of the seventh. That's number 11, the right-hander Sam Arnold. The third pitcher used by Kirk Schreider here this evening in the third game in the 2024 season and game two of our home schedule here at Witter Field. Andy Ockham for WFHR. Bringing your Rafters baseball all summer long. It's going to be a great summer, fans. So if you ever can't make it out to the ballpark, whether on the road or at home, make sure to keep your radio dials here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on the Civic Media app. Arnold, the 6'2 sophomore right-handed pitcher from the Northern Illinois University. He's a Des Plaines, Illinois native. Spent his 2023 season at Oakton Community College. Had 9 outings and 7 starts at Oakton a season ago. A 2-3 record in 33 and a third innings pitched, had a 9.18 strikeouts per nine, a 5.40 earned run average, I should say, and a 1.74 whip. He's got the 9-1-2 spots in the Buck order. First pitch to the shortstop, Cooper Mills, misses inside for a ball. 7-4 is the score if you're just joining us for the Bucks. 4 runs on 8 hits and no errors, and for your Rafters, sporting a 3-run lead late into the ballgame, 7 runs on 6 hits and no errors. The 1-0 from Arnold to Mills. That one misses downstairs for ball two. Mills, Edwards, and then Hudson do up in this frame for the Bucks after putting up 2 in the top half of the sixth. Should make it 3, I should say, but the Rafters responded with 2 of their own in that frame. Rio count, here it comes, showing bunt. As Mills, this one has popped up and off the netting next to the Rafter dugout. Count moves 3-1. For Mills today, he has reached twice. First, he was aboard on a 1-6 fielder's choice in the third, at which he tried to bunt his way aboard. Was hit by a pitch from Nick Perry back in the fifth. 3-0. Should say now it's ball three. That one misses down and out. Arnold awaits with 18 on the pitch clock. Here's the 3-2. This one hit on the ground, left side in the hole. Brandt going to his left, booted by the Raptor third baseman. That'll ricochet into shallow left field. Mills is aboard, flips the card back to the top of the order here in the seventh for Larry Edwards. An E5 on Brandt, first error committed by either team tonight. It'll bring up Edwards. Edwards' fourth time in the box today. Struck out in the first, a base hit with two outs. A line drive up the middle back in the third. Hit to a 5-4-3 double play most recently in the fifth. That's when the first run of the ballgame touched home plate for Waterloo. The Raptors deciding to let that run score and prioritizing the two outs. First pitch to Edwards, a bit cut and a miss on that fastball from Arnold. It begins nothing and one. 0-1 the count on that 89-mile-an-hour delivery from Sam Arnold from the Chicagoland area. A couple of lefties waiting after Edwards. That's the DH Hudson and the catcher Mazza. First base side of the rubber for Arnold. Runner takes off. This one misses outside for a ball. Stripling's throw down to second. Not in time. Onati comes off the bag and makes a nice tag on the lower body near the foot area of Mills. But the third base umpire Juan Rodriguez says he slid in safely. Count moves 1-1 and a runner out in scoring position for Edwards with nobody down here in the top of the seventh. Nick Perry finishes his first outing as a Raptor, two innings out of the pen, allowing five hits, four runs, all of them earned, walked one and struck out one in 43 tosses. Prior to Perry, it was the southpaw from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, Nick Paulson, to toe the rubber as the third starter this year for Wisconsin Rapids, four scoreless for him. The pitch clock now needing to be reset before this 1-1 delivery. Paulson threw 56 pitches in four innings of work, allowed three hits, the aforementioned no runs, didn't walk anyone either, and struck out six. On the Waterloo side, it was Brandon Gluth from Creighton to get the start. Right-hander this evening threw 53 pitches in two and a third innings. 1-1 to Edwards is fouled back off the screen in front of the home plate club. It's now 1-2. In Gluth's two and a third innings of 53-pitch work, he allowed two hits, four runs, all of them earned while walking four and striking out one Raptor hitter. Brendan Carter came in after Gluth and did a nice job as the first relief pitcher used in this series and this evening by the Bucks. Arnold's 1-2 to Edwards. Foul tip just out of the glove of Stripling. Count remains 1-2. For Carter, he went 2 2/3 innings, allowed two hits. Both runs were earned. Walked one and punched out four in 47 pitches. The current pitcher of record, or at least the current pitcher on the rubber for Waterloo as of last inning, is the right-hander from the University of Georgia, the Bulldog Wyatt Land. Seven on the pitch clock. Arnold set. His next 1-2. Check swing of the dirt on the breaking ball. Did he go around? The appeal out to the crew chief, Tom Purchase, near second base. No on that appeal on the check swing. Raptor fans not thrilled with that call, but nonetheless, the count evens 2-2 on the Bucks center fielder, Larry Edwards. Edwards taking his time getting back in the box. The sun is set here at Witter Field. The lights are on. It's a beautiful evening for baseball. We're able to get through opening night last night. Some overcast as the 2-2 fouled back by Edwards. Overcast as well at Hare Baker Field for the season opener, home of the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders on Monday. Obviously in a season where 77-plus or so days to work with and only a few off days, they have to resort to a lot of double headers in the event of rainouts or rain delays. That's why in leagues like this, collegiate summer leagues or independent summer leagues, you see a lot of really late starts. 2-2 pitch on the outside corner. Got him looking. Edwards down on strikes for the second time this evening. It's a punch out for Sam Arnold. And the first out here in this seventh frame. Going to bring up the left-handed hitting DH, Brendan Hudson. Hudson went down swinging in the first and third innings. Most recently flew out to the right fielder McClanahan to end the fifth. It is the beer batter, and he gets a fourth time being the beer batter right before beverage sales conclude here at Witter Park this evening. Witter Field, I should say. Historic Witter Field. Have some more fun at the park in these final two games. There's something to be here for on both nights. The Solaris Mini Gap Bat Giveaway tomorrow. And then Friday night to wrap out the four-game homestand, some post-game fireworks to get you into the weekend. June 1st, looming on Saturday. Officially summer here in Wisconsin Rapids in the Northwoods League and all across America. Mound meeting between Stripling and Arnold has adjourned. And we're ready to rock and roll against the Bucks two-hole hitter. After Hudson, it'll be Mazok and then Luke Finn. 13 on the clock, first pitch. On the outside corner, it's there for a called strike. No other action in the Rafter bullpen. This is Sam Arnold's inning. There is a right-hander down the line for Waterloo. Andrew Deuce-LeBlanc. A one is the count. Here's the pitch. That one misses up and out to even the count at 1-1 on Brendan Hudson. Just joining us, four runs on eight hits and no errors for the visiting Waterloo Bucks, seven runs on six hits and an error for your Rafters, and this combined 11-run affair thus far at Witter Field. 1-1 pitch to Hudson, misses low and in. A five-run bottom of the third, the difference for the Rafters thus far. Three straight walks issued from the starter Gluth to the 1-2-3 hitters in Wisconsin Rapids order. Miles Vandenhoevel, Trotter Boston, and Jack Matthew allowed for Nomar Basurto to hit a hard-hit ball. In the hole between second and first was gloved by the second baseman as this 2-1 pitch hit on the ground over to first. McGuire will glove it and take it to the bag himself. Three unassisted goes Hudson for the second out of the inning. Mills to third on the putout. It was the second baseman Morrison sliding to make the grab on Basurto, but everyone was safe. There was no play to be made on the infield. That made it 1-0. Then it was the strikeout of McClanahan to set up two outs of the bases loaded, and the second plate appearance as a Rafter for Max McGuire. That's been the big talking point all night long. A grand slam for the son of Mark McGuire. First pitch missing low and outside on the three hitter, Zach Mazok, the catcher this evening for Waterloo. Out on third, 90 feet away, the speedy Cooper Mills. Probably about nearing a quarter to a third of the way down the line. Brandt well behind the third base bag, the 1-0. Mazok pops this one in the air, shallow center field, coming in on it. Vandenhoevel, that one's going to drop in front of him for a base hit. It's a two-out RBI single for Zach Mazok. His second hit of the ball game to go with a leadoff double that he had back in the fourth. It is 7-5 Rafters. Luke Finn, the cleanup hitter from the right side, and the left fielder tonight for Waterloo will step into the box for his fourth time today. Finn began his evening with a fly out to Miles Vandenhoevel to lead off the second, grounded out to the shortstop Trotter Boston back in the fourth, and doubled and later came around to score in that three-run top of the sixth inning for the Bucks. First pitch to him from Sam Arnold, misses low for a ball. And for Finn, looking at his previous series of work against the Wilmer Stingers, 1-for-2. In each game that those two teams played. As the 1-0 is there for a called strike, low and outside. Wilmer winning 51 games a season ago, getting off to a strong start against these Bucks, taking both. So Waterloo still looking for their first win of the season. As mentioned, Finn, a 302 hitter at Texas Dallas a season ago in 2023 in 39 games. The 1-1. This is down and out. Gets over the glove of Stripling into the backstop, taking second on the pitch as Mazok. Count now 2-1 on the Bucks left fielder. 129 at-bats that Finn had in that very successful season at Texas Dallas. A near 900 OPS at 890. Two homers, 19 RBIs. 11 two-baggers in that season as well. A 2-1 from Arnold. And this is up and out for ball three. The first baseman Heisen on deck. The right fielder Trenton Snyder after him. We get to the bottom of the seventh for Wisconsin Rapids. 4-5-6, lefty-lefty-righty, Basurto, McClanahan, and McGuire. The 3-1. That one just misses for ball four. Low on a fastball and a five-pitch walk drawn by Finn. It's his second time on base this evening. Marcus Heisen will step up with runners on first and second, representing the go-ahead run late here in the top of the seventh. Still plenty of baseball to play. For the Raptors at one point leading 5-0. This is not a game they want to let get away from them. The first pitch to the left-handed hitting Heisen catches the outside corner, and it's called a strike. We're in extra innings at Royal Oak and Memorial Park. The Leprechauns knotted up with the Chinooks at 10-10. Still just four hits for the Chinooks, posting 10 runs on the road. The 0-1 from Arnold. This one hit in the air left field and struck well. Biserto motoring over to the right, making the catch. About medium depth in left field to retire the side. One run comes across for Waterloo. It's stretch time. Here from Winterfield, 7-5. The score, 4-5-6 to up for Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom half of the seventh inning. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher in the ballgame for Waterloo, post-seventh inning stretch in the bottom half of the frame. Andy Ockham on WFHR for Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball. Our score is 7-5 in favor of the good guys. Raptors lead it. They're going to look to add more in this bottom half of the seventh inning. 4-5-6 due up for Wisconsin Rapids against the new pitcher in the ballgame for the Waterloo Bucks. That's number 40, the right-hander from the University of Evansville in Palmdale, California, the redshirt sophomore Andrew Duceblon. It'll be Nomar Biserto, then Tyler McClanahan, and Max McGuire. For Duceblon, last through yesterday against Wilmer in that 11-5 loss. First pitch to Biserto's in there for a called strike. Through two-thirds of an inning, allowed one hit and a run and walked a batter as well. Biserto today out of the cleanup spot, an RBI infield single back in the third. Later came in to score on that. Max McGuire grand slam as the 0-1 breaking ball swung on and missed by the Raptor left fielder. It's 0-2. Other than that, Nomar grounded out to short to end the first. Struck out swinging most recently back in the bottom half of the fifth inning. The 0-2. This is low and outside and kicks away from the catcher, Mazok. It's now a ball and two strikes. To the top of the eighth when we get there, 6-7-8, Snyder, Bennis, and Morrison. Sam Arnold surrendering a run in the top half of the seventh. After bullpen, going to have to hunker down and get the final 6 outs of the ballgame this evening as the 1-2 pitch misses for ball two on Biserto. Right fielder McClanahan on deck, the first baseman McGuire in the hole. 2-2. This one hit on the ground, right side. Morrison charging up on it. It takes a funny hop on the Winterfield infield and gets over his glove for a base hit. We'll wait to see how it's scored. Might go down as an E4 on Morrison. Either way, the leadoff man aboard for the Raptors here in the bottom of the seventh. Right be an E4. So each team with an air now this evening. But Omar finds himself on nonetheless. For McClanahan, he's 0 for the day. 3 unassisted back in the second. A couple of punch-outs after that back in the third and most recently to end the fifth inning. DuSablon, 10 seconds on the pitch clock, gets the sign. Here it comes, swing and a miss from the left-handed hitting McClanahan. McGuire on deck, and then it's Brandt in this bottom half of the seventh. For the Raptors, 5 in the third, 2 in the sixth. For the Bucks, 1 in the fifth, 3 in the sixth, and 1 in the seventh. The 0-1 misses low and inside on the Raptor right fielder. Waterloo again tomorrow. Woodchucks on Friday, starting a home-and-home for division play for the Raptors. The 1-1 from DuSablon. This is outside on an off-speed delivery. 2-1 now on McClanahan. Team will then return home the following weekend after 5 straight games on the road. The 2-1. This is out in the right-handed batter's box for ball 3. Wausau for 1, Lakeshore for 2, an off day in between, and then Madison for 2. Following 2 at Madison on Wednesday the 5th and Thursday the 6th, the Mallards will come here to Witter Field on Friday the 7th, another fireworks action, and Saturday the 8th. The 3-1 misses outside for ball 4, a 5-pitch walk drawn by McClanahan. It's his first time aboard tonight. Here's Max McGuire. He's been aboard every single time tonight. Walked on 4 pitches in his first plate appearance as a Raptor in the second. The big grand slam to left center field with 2 outs in the third, and most recently led off the 6th with a triple and later came in to score. We get a mound visit here between one of the members of the Bucks staff. You see Kirk Schreider for this mound visit walking out to Max McGuire and giving him a quick conversation prior to this next plate appearance. So again, we talk about the team being on the road, 5 games in 6 days. They return home for that weekend of the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Lacrosse rounding out that weekend. A 1:05 first pitch on Sunday the 9th. If you're looking to come into town to catch the Raptors, make sure to book your stay at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. So much to offer there, a variety of room types. You can get a suite with a whirlpool. They have free home-style breakfast along with high-speed Wi-Fi so you can get your work done. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes 4 light companions. Bring your dogs, bring your cats to Wisconsin Rapids to catch some Raptor baseball this season. Big quality, big city quality, small-town values at Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Right-handed hitting McGuire climbs back in. He's got 2 on with nobody out. The first pitch from DuSablon. Misses low and outside. Breaking ball in the dirt. Sliding across to make that block was Mazak. It begins 1-0 on Max McGuire. The power-hitting first baseman awaits the 1-0 from DuSablon. Swing and a miss to even up the count at 1-1. Wire's going to be sitting a lot of breaking stuff here. We'll see what the 1-1 selection is from DuSablon. An indoor breaking ball. That's called a strike. 1-2. Wire looking to collect the 7th hit tonight for Wisconsin Rapids and his 3rd personally. One big swing of the bat could make this back to a 4-run ball game as the 1-2 misses low to even up the count 2-2. Wire, a right-handed batter, just like his father. One of the home run kings in Major League Baseball history. The 2-2. On the outside corner, got him looking. McGuire down on strikes and retired for the first time this evening. It's the first out of this bottom of the 7th inning. It'll be Matt Brandt. We're in the bottom third of the Raptor order. 7-8-9. Brandt did Stripling and Onati. Brandt hitless today. A fly out to left back in the second. Struck out to end the third and most recently struck out in the 6th. First pitch. Front door breaking ball called a strike. DuSablon going heavy off speed against this Raptor order. In appearance number 2 of the season for the right-hander out of the University of Evansville. The 0-1, Brandt swings right through that one. It's nothing and two on the Rafter third baseman. A combined 15 hits and a combined 12 runs and a combined two errors between the two teams at Winterfield this evening. We'll see him one more time tomorrow night. It'll be the second of four between the Rafters and the Bucks this year as the 0-2 misses low. The great